Okay, so I think many people in this room knew about them and probably had a very similar experience as I did earlier this year when I first heard the news that Alvin had died. I think I first saw on Facebook, and when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. And I thought it was a mistake, and I went searching for a sort of confirmation because I could not believe that Alvin was dead. He was 39, and I have to say, like, in organizing my thoughts about this, I still don't believe that we're in a world that does not have Alvin Buenaventura. But I think in this particular event, both the Writer Award and the TCAP is a good time for us to remember Alvin, because he's very much a product of sort of comics culture, and especially comics festival culture. Where you would see Alvin would be at TCAF, where I think he was attending even before he became a publisher, as sort of, you know, attendee, and at events like San Diego and WOCA. And I think Dan Close, who he was very close to, has an anecdote about how the first time he met Alvin was when Alvin was basically a teenager and would just be camped out near Dan's table at San Diego, and would be haggling for original art. And at the time, Dan thought that Alvin was some sort of eccentric rich kid. But it turned out that he wasn't. He was, like, you know, a sort of army brat born in the suburbs who just was so obsessed with comics that he would spend every cent that he had on them and on buying the comics that he loved. And he was a passionate man who had, who was, you wouldn't initially like to see him know because he was so sort of diffident and shy. But he was somebody who really had this passion for art. And starting from when he was a teenager, doing sort of a letterpress publishing, and one could mention, you know, many of the very famous cartoonists that he published, like Gary Panther and Chris Ware, through letterpress prints and through Kramer's Group 6 and 7, which he worked with Sandy Parker with. But I think the other side of all this was that he had this, like, amazing eye for new art, and he found and nurtured young artists. I can mention many. I'll mention Lisa Hannibal, Lisa Davis, Nick Nundak, and people who knew Alvin knew that he was a publisher who had the sensibility of an artist, so that when he put together his books, he wanted them to be perfect, and he went out of his way to make them perfect. And I worked with him on Comics Art Magazine, which he published, and it's like the most exclusively published thing that I've ever been involved in. And I was also involved in a sort of awarded project to do a book about Billy's Williams. And again, my memory of that is just his intense desire to do it right. And that's what Alvin was. He was somebody who loved art and wanted to present it in the best possible way to do it right. And so I think here at TCAF, where we're on the comics, it's a good night to remember Alvin.